Turns out your home is still unsafe. We've learned that the alternating current was not the only means by which MLAT-73 was sending electromagnetic waves to your brain. Since our homes have been infected for so long, and these mind control waves invading our living spaces for so long, an electromagnetic imprint was left on the mirror proteins in the plant cells found in the walls of homes made with wood frames. These mirror proteins became reprogrammed to rebroadcast the signals originating from the AC in our outlets. It's not safe inside at all. You need an alternate place to stay. Where are you going? Build a fort or get a tent. If you're thinking of staying in a tent, go outside. If you're thinking of staying in a fort, stay inside. If you're in a fort, apply aluminum foil on the outside of the fort so you're protected inside. If you're in a tent, you don't need to wear your aluminum foil hat at all times in the tent. Keep it with you for safety. We still don't know enough about how far these electromagnetic waves can travel and penetrate our brains, so better safe than sorry. Also, be sure to clear all wood, like tree branches and twigs, from the perimeter of your tent for about 5 feet. We don't have any evidence yet that wood in the wild is broadcasting the virus's signal.